朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Turn with me to the scripture, the book of Galatians.
我们打开圣经，翻到加拉太书。
Chapter 4,
第四章。
And we would like to read from verse 12 to 20.
我们一起从第十二节读到第二十节。
Use whatever language you prefer.
不管你是读中文还是英文。
I would appreciate that we can read out loud.
我们最好一起来读。
One, two, three.
弟兄们，我劝你们要像我一样，因我也像你们一样，你们一点没有亏负我。你们知道我头一次传福音给你们是因为身体有疾病，你们为我身体缘故受试炼，没有轻看我，也没有厌弃我，反倒接待我如同神的使者，如同基督耶稣。你们当日所夸的福气在哪里呢？那时你们若能行，就是把自己的眼睛弯出来也给我，也都情愿，这是我可以给你做见证。如今我将真理告诉你们，就成了你们的仇敌吗？那些人热心待你们，却不是好意，是要离间你们，叫你们热心待他们。在善事上常用热心待人，原是好的，却不单我与你们同在的时候才这样。我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。我巴不得现今在你们那里改换口气，因为我们心里作难。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Father, we'll never be able to thank you enough.
父啊，我们实在无法带来我们足够的感谢。
Because your grace is so abundant.
因为你的恩典实在是太丰富了。
And your love is so amazing.
你的爱实在是太奇妙了。
While we are sitting in front of you,
当我们来到你面前坐席的时候，
we pray from the bottom of our heart.
我们从我们心底里面祈祷。
Have mercy on us.
主啊，怜悯我们。
Open our eyes.
打开我们的眼睛。
And open our heart.
也打开我们的心。
Such that we become a teachable person.
让我们成为一个受教的人。
And we can touch by your Holy Spirit.
我们也能被你的圣灵摸着。
And we will be enlightened by your truth.
我们也被你的真理带来启示。
And our life can be changed by you.
我们的生命就被你改变。
Such that you will have all the glory among us.
但你在我们中间得着你一切的荣耀。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. Many people, when they read the book of Galatians,
有许多人读加拉太书的时候，
they have an impression about Paul.
他们对保罗有一个印象。
They think he is a very serious scholar.
他们觉得这保罗是一个非常严肃的学者。
He is very interesting in all those intellectual arguments.
保罗对于这些理智上的陈述争论非常的有兴趣。
And some other people think Paul.
也另外一些人觉得。
All Paul cares is the truth.
保罗一切所关心的就是真理。
He has no feeling for people.
他对于人没有感觉，没有感情。
In other words,
换句话说，
they think that Paul only has a head without heart.
他们觉得保罗只有头脑，没有心灵。
One of the most interesting comments I heard about Paul.
我听到过一个非常有趣的关于保罗的一个说法。
Is after the person read the book of Galatians.
当一个人读了加拉太书以后。
He said, Paul really should get married.
保罗他觉得说保罗实在应该去结婚。
Because a wife maybe can change him, become more tender.
让他的太太可以把保罗变得更温柔一点。
But the passage we read today,
但是今天我们要读的这一段经文,
that should cure all those misunderstandings about Paul.
他会解释所有的我们对于保罗的那些误解。
It should be able to show us the true character.
并且向我们显明保罗真正的他的性情、品格。
Paul is someone.
保罗是一个
full of passion and compassion.
他非常有热情，也非常有同情心。
For the people in Galatians,
为着在加拉太的弟兄姐妹。
His deep love for them is extraordinary.
保罗对于那边弟兄姐妹的那个爱是非常的深刻，非常的广大。
This section of the Bible has three major parts.
今天我们读的这段圣经分成三个主要的部分。
Verse 12, first part of verse 12.
第十二节的前半。
Paul's plea.
是保罗的恳求。
Second part of verse 12 till verse 16.
从第十二节的后半到第十六节。
Is Galatians' attitude to Paul.
是加拉太人对于保罗的态度。
Verse 17 to 20.
从第十七节到第二十节。
Is Paul's attitude to Galatians.
是保罗对于加拉太人的态度。
We shall look at each section accordingly.
我们会一段一段的来看这段经文。
Verse 12 says,
第十二节说,
Brethren,
弟兄们,
I beseech you,
我劝你们,
or I plead you,
我恳求你们。
Notice how he called them.
注意一下保罗怎么样称呼他们。
He no longer called them you fool.
他再也不称呼他们说你们这些愚顽的人。
He called them brethren.
他叫他们弟兄们。
He called them brethren is based on because they are son of God.
保罗之所以叫他们弟兄们是因为他们也是神的儿子。
Remember in chapter 3 verse 26,
记不记得第三章的第二十六节。
For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith.
借着信你们在耶稣基督里都是神的儿子了。
Even chapter 4 verse 7,
在第四章的第七节。
So you are no longer a slave, but a son.
所以你们如今再也不是奴隶，而是儿子。
If a son, then a heir through God.
如果是一个儿子，你们就是神的继承人，后嗣。
Through the election of God the Father,
是借着父神的拣选。
A great miracle happened to every one of us.
在我们身上发生了极大的神迹。
We are born into the family of God.
我们在神的家中出生了。
We are not only the children of God.
我们不单是神的孩子。
We are the son of God.
我们还有儿子的名分。
We have special privilege.
我们有一个非常特别的权利。
Because of this privilege.
是因为有这样的一个特权。
Paul called them brethren.
保罗可以叫他们弟兄们。
That become meaningful.
这一个称谓才有真正实质的意义。
Because they are brethren.
因为他们是弟兄们。
So Paul cared deeply about their spiritual future.
所以保罗对于他们属灵的未来非常非常的关心。
Every Christian.
每一个基督徒。
We have the same relationship with other Christians.
我们彼此之间应该有同样的一个关系。
Just like the relationship between Paul and the brothers in Galatians.
就好像保罗和加拉太的弟兄姐妹之间的关系一样。
It doesn't matter whether I like you or not.
不管我喜欢你还是不喜欢你。
You are my brother.
你就是我的弟兄。
And I have a responsibility.
那我就是有一个责任。
To care for your eternal well-being.
是为着你在永恒里面来关心你。
Care for your spiritual growth.
关心对方的属灵的成长。
One of the things we need to ask ourselves.
我们需要问自己一件事。
how much we care about the other Christians' spiritual life?
我们对于我们身边的弟兄姐妹的属灵的生命关心多少呢？
Or even worse,
更糟糕的是，
how much you care about the spiritual life of your children, your spouse, your parent?
我们对于自己的儿女，对于我们的配偶，对于我们的父母，他们的属灵的生命有多少关心呢？
Among all the conversations that we have,
在我们平常的所有的对话当中，
You can tell that people are majorly, exclusively care for the need of those who are around them.
我们非常关心的就是我们彼此之间的需要。
Physical need.
我们身体上的需要。
Emotional need.
我们情感上的需要。
But the only thing matters.
但是唯一应该是最重要的。
Is their spiritual well-being.
是他们的属灵生命的健康。
If someone really loves you,
如果一个人真的爱你，
and when he see you not growing well in front of God,
当他看见你在神面前没有好好的成长的时候，
they will warn you.
他们会警告你。
They will try to help you.
他们会试着帮助你。
That's the true brotherly love.
这是一个真正弟兄之间的爱。
What Paul plead for?
那保罗在这里到底恳求什么呢？
He said, Become like me.
保罗说你们要像我一样。
Become like me.
要像我一样。
What do you mean?
他到底是什么意思？
To be short and fatty like him?
那是跟他一样矮一样胖吗？
What in the context?
我们从上下文来看。
Following his agonized complaint that the Galatians were to the old bondage from which Christ had redeemed them.
我们从上下文来看，保罗前面讲到，保罗对于他们的那个非常的焦虑和担忧。因为他们随从了那些旧有的风俗习惯，虽然耶稣基督已经救赎了他们。
It's very clear.
这是非常的清楚。
There's only one thing on Paul's heart.
在保罗的心中就那么一件事。
Paul longed for them to become like him.
保罗实在是希望他们可以像自己一样。
In Christian faith and life.
在耶稣向着神的信心和生命里面
，to be delivered from those evil false teachers' influence，
要把他们从这个邪恶的那些假教师的教训当中拯救出来
，to share his convictions about the truth，
要跟他们分享他自己在基督里面的一个坚定的信心
，the liberty in Christ，
在基督里面的自由。
How he want them to become like him in his Christian freedom.
他实在是希望弟兄姐妹可以像他一样，在基督里有那一个真的自由。
If you remember in the book of Acts, chapter 26,
如果你记得《使徒行传》第二十六章
，verse 28 to 29，
在二十六章的第二十八节、二十九节
，There Paul expressed a similar sentiment.To King Agrippa.
保罗在亚基帕王的面前说了同样的事情。
He said, in a short time you think to make, the king says, in a short time you think to make me a Christian?
亚基帕王跟他说，你就讲这些话，就让我要想让我做基督徒吗？
Paul replied,
保罗回答说，
With a short or long, I would to God that not only you, but all who hear me this day,Might become such as I am.
保罗回答说，无论是少劝还是多劝，我向神所求的不单是你一个人，就是今天一切听我的都要像我一样，不要像我有这样的锁链。
Except for those chains.
只是不要有我这样的锁链。
In other words,
换句话说
，Paul said to the king.
保罗向这一位王在讲
，I don't want you to be like a prisoner.
我并不是希望你像变成一个囚犯。
But I do want you to become like a Christian like me.
我希望你像我一样，作为一个基督徒。
All Christians,
所有的基督徒。
We should be able to say this to our friends.
我们应该可以向我们的朋友说这样的话。
Our classmates,
我们的同学们。
Especially those non-believers.
特别是对于那些还没有信主的。
Because we are so satisfied with Jesus Christ.
是因为我们实在是对于耶稣基督我们有一个那一个满足。
With his freedom, joy, and salvation.
我们有那一个自由，有那一个救赎。
We want other people to become like us as a Christian.
我们希望别人可以像我们一样成为这样的基督徒。
There's a hidden principles in this plea.
在这一个恳求里面有一个隐藏的原则。
If we want people to be like us,
如果我们希望别人像我们一样，
our Christian faith must be real.
我们对于耶稣基督的信仰必须是真实的。
Our life must be transparent.
我们的生活也必须是透明的。
Such that others can observe and be attracted.
所以别人看见我们的时候就可以被我们所吸引。
Paul, please become like me.
保罗向他们恳求说要像我一样。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because I became like you.
因为我变得像你们一样。
We need to remember that Paul's background.
我们需要记得保罗的背景。
He introduced himself in Philippians chapter 3, verse 5 to 6.
在腓立比书三章五到六节里面，保罗介绍了他的自己。
Circumcised on the eighth day.
我第八天受割礼。
Of the people of Israel.
我是以色列族。
Of the tribe of Benjamin.
便雅悯支派的人。
A Hebrew of Hebrews.
是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
As to the Lord. A Pharisee.
向着律法说我是法利赛人。
As to zeal, a persecutor of the church.
就热心说我是逼迫教会的。
As to the righteousness under the law, blameless.
就律法的义上说我是无可指责的。
And yet,
然而呢？
When Paul visited Galatia,
当保罗访问加拉太的时候，
a Gentile world,
加拉太是一个外邦的世界。
Paul decided,
保罗就做了一个决定，
go out of his comfort zone,
保罗就离开他的那一个舒适的环境。
Put down his pride as a Jew.
他把自己作为一个犹太人的骄傲放下。
Put down all his uprighting about observed details of the Lord.
他把自己如何守律法的一切的规条，一切的那个尊严都放下。
He identified with the people of Galatia.
他变得跟加拉太的人一样。
In other words, become like a Gentile.
换句话说，就好像变得跟外邦人一样。
This was in according to his principle stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
这就好像保罗自己说的在哥林多前书9章20节到22节。
To the Jew, I become as a Jew in order to win Jew.
像犹太人我就做犹太人，为要得到犹太人。
To those outside the law, I became just as one outside the law, that I might win those outside the law.
像没有律法的人我就做没有律法的人，为要得到没有律法的人。
To the weak, I became weak, but I might win the weak.
像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人，为要得着软弱的人。
I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some.
像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人，无论如何，总要救一些人。
Embedded here are two principles of far-reaching importance for all Christians.
在这里有两个对于所有基督徒来讲非常重要的真理。
First,
第一点。
Other than the core message of the gospel,
在福音核心真理以外，
all the approaches need to be flexible.
当我们对待人的时候，我们需要有
灵活性。
我们有需要有灵活性。
And second,
第二个。
In seeking to win other people to Christ,
当我们寻求要为着基督得着别人的时候，
our end is to make them like us.
我们的目标是要把他们变成像我们一样的人。
While the means to that end is to make ourselves like them.
但是这一个过程是要通过我们先变成像他们一样的人。
If they are to become one with us in Christian conviction and experience,
如果我们希望他们变成像我们这样对于基督有信心有经历的，
we must first become one with them in Christian compassion.
我们对着他们就应当先有基督里面的同情。
We must be able to say with the Apostle Paul,
我们应当可以像保罗一样说，
I became like you.
我变得像你们。
Now you become like me.
现在你可以变得像我一样。
Paul's plea,
保罗的恳求，
actually is a picture of what Jesus had done for us through incarnation.
就好像耶稣基督道成肉身的这一幅图画一样。
He became like us.
主先变成我们的样式。
Such that we can become like him.
从而我们可以像他一样。
This strong appeal introduced the rest of the paragraph.
这一个非常强烈的恳求，就是下面这一段经文的一个引子。
Here Paul writes both Galatians' attitude to him,
保罗在后面写到加拉太人对于他的态度，
and his attitude to them,
还有他对于加拉太人的态度。
In this most enlightening passage,
在这个充满启示的这段经文里，
not only we take a glimpse of Paul, the evangelist and the minister,
我们不但看稍微看到一点保罗的这个传福音和他的事工，
but we can learn,
我们还可以学到一些
how the congregation's attitude to their church leader should be.
一个聚会对于他们聚会的当中的负责弟兄灵属灵的领袖应该有什么样的态度和关系，
and how the church leader's attitude toward the brothers and sisters.
对于教会的领袖和弟兄姐妹之间，他们应该有什么的态度？
Now let's look at verse 13 to 16. Actually, so verse 12b to 16.
我们来看第十二节的后半节，一直到第十六节。
Paul always liked to use contrastion.
保罗常常喜欢用对比。
He contrasted their attitude to him in the past.
保罗用着他们对于保罗曾经的态度
versus their attitude to him now
和他们对于保罗现在的态度做对比。
And later on when Paul talked about his attitude to them,
当保罗对于后来讲到他对于加拉太人的态度的时候，
he also have a contrast.
他还有一个另外一个对比。
The contrast between those false teachers' attitude to them,
比较的是那些假师傅对于弟兄姐妹的那个态度，
and his attitude to them.
还有保罗自己对于弟兄姐妹的态度。
Let's look at Galatians' attitude to Paul.
我们先来看加拉太弟兄姐妹对于保罗的态度。
Verse 12, the second part of it.
在第十二节的后半节我们说，
Paul said,
保罗说，
You didn't do anything wrong to me.
你一点都没有亏负我。
Paul had no complaint.
保罗对于他们的态度一点没有抱怨。
In a matter of fact, what they had treated Paul when they first met Paul,
当他们第一次遇见保罗的时候，他们对于保罗的态度
actually was extremely well.
那个时候是非常非常好的。
What happened when he visited Galatia?
当保罗到了加拉太，到底发生了什么呢？
He reminds them in verse 13.
在第十三节，保罗提醒他们。
He said that he had first preached the gospel to them because of a bodily illness.
保罗就说，我头一次传福音给你们，是因为我的身体有疾病。
The best possible meaning is Paul changes travel plan.
最好的关于这一次的这个传福音的解释是，保罗曾经改变了他的宣教的行程。
Due to his illness,
是因为他生病了。
And that allowed him the opportunity to preach gospel to Galatians.
但那一次生病给他创造了一个机会，让他可以向加拉太人传福音。
And for all of us.
那对我们所有人也是一样。
In our life.
在我们的生命当中。
There are crises.
如果有产生了一个困难或者危机。
And block our original plan.
让我们原来的计划受到了打搅。
We should have faith in God.
我们应当对神有信心。
Those crises can be an opportunity.
所有的这些危机可能成为机会。
We don't really know what kind of illness Paul really had.
我们并不知道保罗当时到底生了什么病。
Dr. Luke says nothing about it in the book of Acts.
路加医生在《使徒行传》里面完全没有提到到底生了什么病。
Luke don't even tell us that Paul changed his travel plan to Galatians is due to his illness.
路加也没有讲清楚保罗，改变了他的计划是因为他生病了。
Some people think that the sickness he's had may have something to do with the thorn in his flesh he mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
所以有的学者就觉得很有可能保罗在这里说的病就跟他在哥林多后书十二章里讲的肉体上的那根刺是一样的。
And some other people think that may have something to do with his eye disease.
也有人讲说这可能跟保罗他的眼睛的疾病有关。
We have no idea.
我们并不清楚。
What exactly was the problem?
在保罗身上到底发生了什么？
But we do know.
但是我们确定。
This sickness.
在这保罗身上的这一个病。
Will change the appearance of Paul.
把让保罗自己的形已经改变了保罗自己的外表和形象。
And you need to understand.
我们需要明白。
Paul's physical weakness and disfigurement.
保罗自己身体上的软弱和他的形象上的改变。
Was a great trial to Galatians.
对于加拉太人是一个非常大的试验。
That's what tells us in verse 14.
这就是第十四节来告诉我们的。
The English translation is not so well.
这个上面打的英文的翻译没有那么的准确。
RSV tell us that my condition was a trial to you.
在一个 RSV 的英文版本里，它如果翻译成中文的话，讲到说我身上的问题成为了你的试验。
Chinese translation is better.
中文的翻译稍微好一点。
Why his weakness and disfigurement become a temptation for people in Galatians?
为什么保罗的软弱和生病成为了加拉太人的试探呢？
Because in those days,
因为在那个时候，
they think that disease,
那个时候人觉得一些疾病，
weakness,
一些的软弱，
a curse from God,
是神带来的咒诅。
Galatians have been tempted to despise and reject Paul.
加拉太人受了一种试探，他们很有可能他们要拒绝，他们要蔑视保罗。
Instead,
然而呢？
They resist any temptation.
他们拒绝了这样的试探。
And they treat Paul so well.
他们对待保罗实在是太好了。
They receive him.
他们接待了保罗。
How they receive him?
他们是怎么接待保罗的？
They receive him as an angel of God.
他们把保罗当成神的使者来接待。
That's good enough.
这已经是很伟大了。
But look at what Paul says later.
然后你再看保罗接下来还说了什么。
They receive Paul as Christ Jesus.
他们接待保罗好像接待基督耶稣一样。
That is really extraordinary.
这是非常非常特别的。
Have you wondered?
你有没有想过
why Paul allowed them?
为什么保罗会允许他们
accept him as Christ Jesus?
接待他好像接待基督耶稣一样。
You know, Paul allowed them to accept him as angel of God. That's reasonable.
如果保罗允许他们接待他像接待神的使者一样，这还比较说得过去。
But Paul allowed them to accept him as Christ Jesus.
但是保罗却让他们接待他好像接待基督耶稣一样。
And their affection to Paul.
而他们对于保罗的情感。
To the degree that if it's possible, they're willing to pluck out their eyes for him.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。